Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction, and welcome back to another episode of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. So glad you can join us. Today, I'm so excited because we have another exciting entrepreneur joining us. We have Krishna from Bean Genius, and if you love coffee, you're going to love this interview. Can't wait for you to find out what Bean Genius is all about and why they're such a smart company. Also, we're going to be talking about some personal development, which is very, very important. If you want to do big things in the field of entrepreneurship, you have to have your mind right. And Mercedes Fuller is here to talk about how we can invest in our own development. And also, with business comes networking. And so how do you do that? How do you make the right connections? We're joined once again by Sonia Kilji. She will be helping us understand the way that we really can make an impact with the connections that we make with other people. Guys, if you have a chance, I also want to tell you about a chance you have to get a free copy of The Life of a Gentleman. That's the ebook or the audiobook. Either one you choose, it's absolutely free. Go to the website, www.thelifeofagent.com. Right on the homepage, there's a link. Get your free copy of the book. And also, I want to plug my newest book, The Mindset of a Gentleman. You can get that on the website as well under the books tab. And right now, you can run and get that ebook for only 99 cents on Amazon for a limited time. That's The Mindset of a Gentleman. You know, this show is really going to be talking about entrepreneurship pretty heavy today. And I know that's something that the audience has been interested in. And I'm so excited that we're going to bring it to you. So guys, buckle up. It's going to be a great show. Let's get into it. Hello, gentlemen. Richard here from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I would like to give you a special offer. What we would like to present to you is a coupon code SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N. That will give you $15 off your first monthly box from Harrison Blake Apparel. If you don't know what Harrison Blake Apparel offers in their monthly package, listen up. It's one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for the low price of $25 per month, which includes shipping. That's right, shipping is absolutely free. So get one necktie plus four matching accessories for only $25 a month. But use the code SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N, and get your first month with $15 off. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Welcome back, everyone. We have on the line somebody who's come on the show now a few times and given us so much inspiration, so much positivity. We had to have him come back. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Mercedes Fuller. How's it going today?
It's going good today, Rich. I thank you for having me on again.
Yeah, it is my pleasure. We truly appreciate you coming on and being such a positive force, because we know we have to take in these positive messages every day, or our mind is going to shift over into the negative sort of thinking that is not going to allow us to pursue our goals and dreams, and ultimately not allow us to live the life of a gentleman. So thank you.
Right.
Very curious, yes, to know what you have today for us.
You know, Rich, I love this podcast because this podcast gives gentlemen the opportunity to invest in their own development. And that's what I want to talk about today, is investing in your brand, investing in your development. Because as I always say, where you invest is where you'll see a return.
Oh, that sounds perfect. I am definitely into that.
So definitely, you know, one of the things that I want to highlight today is, no matter what it is that you're trying to achieve, you have to have a set of activities that you perform to help you get you to that place where you're trying to go. And so one of the first things that I want to look into is, no matter who you are, if you're a gentleman trying to advance your career, if you're trying to take your entrepreneurial pursuits to the next level, your branding has to be on point. So the first thing that I will always tell gentlemen to have on them and ready at all times is have that resume updated. Have your whatever your field of endeavor requires. Some people need a resume, some people need a portfolio, whatever that is, you need to have that ready at all times. And it's, we're living in a season where it's important that we invest in the aesthetics of these products. So if you know that you're going to need a rock star resume to get you to that next position, find professionals in your market that have those types of resumes, that have those types of portfolios, and find out what it was that they did to get that look, what it was that they did to get that stellar appearance, and then you find out what you can do to get that. That's the first thing that I would say that we always need with us to help us move to that next place.
I like that tip. You know, I'm actually working with a young man and letting him know this same exact information, because he is a graphic designer and he really has to stand out. You know, I like what you said about your resume and portfolio. It can't just be quote unquote normal, can it?
No, it can't. Not only does it have to speak to the trends in the market, sometimes this is the only piece of collateral that people will see to get them formally introduced to you. So it has to not only speak to your character, but it has to speak to your potential. So the aesthetics, we live in a society where we do judge books by their covers. So they have to stand out. So your resume, your portfolio, your CV, whatever it is that you have, it has to stand out by meeting the market demands. It has to be the best sales piece for you until you're able to get in front of the faces of the people that make decisions that could actually impact your career.
Yeah, no, I like that. That makes perfect sense. Practical application for everybody there. Let's hear the second tip.
The second tip, you know, I wish that we weren't still talking about this, but one thing that people are tending to neglect is that business card. A lot of people are not packing business cards, and I get it. We're living in a very technological era where people can shoot a text message and say, this is my name, this is my number, but you can't really be too sure that people are going to follow up with that. So having that piece of paper, having that business card that can go in someone's wallet, that can go in their purse, I think it stands a better chance of standing out when they take it out of their pocket or they take it out of their wallet and they put it on their desk and they see you. They'll remember your name. They'll remember your contact information, and they will most likely reach out to you, or they will remember you when you reach out to them. So a lot of people are waiting for that job that's going to give them the business cards that look good. But what if you're just trying to sell your talent and not trying to sell your company? So I always tell people, go out, step out on a limb, design your own business card, make sure that it, again, meets the market trends. Make sure that it speaks to your ability and that it's a good sales piece for you. And highlight who you are, highlight what you do, and how people can get to you and what it is that you have to offer. So we have to have that business card with us.
I like that one. You know, I've been caught without a business card on me a few times, and it's pretty embarrassing because I was at a conference and somebody asked for business cards, and man, sadly, I didn't have any on me because I was thinking, like you said, a lot of people think, oh, it's a digital age, I don't need business cards anymore. Boy, was I wrong. So, great point there. So, definitely step up your business card game, too.
Absolutely. And the next tip that I have for us is to make sure that your brand collateral is on point. And this is hard. This is hard. I struggle with this at times because we've often talked about it. Sometimes we're the only ones that manage everything that we do. Make sure that you're spending time at least making sure that the presence of your social media is on point. And again, that sells you well. No matter how many times you update it, make sure that what people see when they do go out there is a good representation of you and what you do and what you're trying to sell as your form of entrepreneurial endeavor or as your form of business. So you want to make sure that, you know, your social media is clean. A lot of people are using their personal social media as their business front. If that's the case, make sure that it sells you. Sometimes I caution people, maybe they want to look into having that personal and professional page or the personal and professional handles. But even still, make sure that no matter what it is that you're attached to, make sure that it still represents you well. Because no matter if it's your personal page or your business page, people have a way of finding out who you are. People have a way of linking your brand and linking your collateral to you. So you want to make sure that no matter what it is, if it has your name, if it has your face, if it has anything that can point me to you, it needs to be a clean representation of who you are, what you believe, and what you're trying to promote. Because ultimately, it has an impact in you getting to the place where you're trying to go.
You know, Mercedes, I love that one because on social media, you see this a lot. That is one I definitely see. Somebody is pursuing a professional career, you know, maybe as a consultant or something like that. But then at the same time, on their social media feed, you see personal images or things that seem out of place, a lot of inappropriate jokes and things like this. And then you're wondering who's really going to take that person serious and hire them, you know, when it doesn't match up, the personas don't match up, you know?
Absolutely. I definitely agree with you. And there are just certain things that should not be in a photograph, you know. If you are, I tell people, this is just a little advice, I think the only type of person in a professional arena that should have something like a drink, an alcoholic beverage in their picture is a professional bartender, because that's their line of work. If it's not your line of work, if it's not your business endeavor, and it can stand the chance of bringing you down in any way, do not have it in your pictures. Do not have it in your images. We also live in a time where political opinions are at an all-time high. If your political opinion might stand in the way of your next opportunity, you might want to keep your opinion to yourself and not boast it on your social media, because you never know what the people who have the power of the pen or the people that make decisions in your next opportunity, you never know what their beliefs are. And you don't want to offend the wrong person with an opinion. So it's just certain things that we should refrain from in our social media.
Yeah, that's another great tip. It makes so much sense. Why jeopardize, you know, a potential big opportunity or even a check being written your way because, you know, you've offended someone inadvertently? Might not seem like a big deal to you, but could be to them. Great point.
Absolutely. I hate this, but I'm already at my last point. The time has gone by, and I think our dialogues are always good, but this one last thing that I think is just so crucial, and I talk about it all the time, in order to build a successful brand, in order to successfully invest in yourself, you need to invest in having the right people in your corner. And I have a few people that I always recommend that you have, and some of these people can double in the role, but think on this. I think that you should always have a model in your corner. A model is someone that you can look up to. A model is someone who is an example for what it is that you're trying to do or what it is that you're trying to become. I always say that you need to have a motivator. And again, these people can double in roles. The motivator can be the model, or you can have a separate person to do different things. But a motivator is that person that stands with you while you're going through your journey, and this person coaches you on and they encourage you. So far we need our model and we need our motivator. Again, someone that's important to have is your mentor. The mentor is similar to the model. The mentor is just like the model in the sense that they understand where you're trying to go, but that mentor is going to be your developmental coach that will have knowledge of where you're trying to go, but they're going to coach you until you get there. And last but not least, one person that I always say that you need to have is a mediator. A mediator is someone, when you find yourself in conflict, that mediator will come into that conflict and help you see things the right way, help you gain perspective, and help you begin to better understand where you are and where you're trying to go. So again, the people that I say that you need to have in your corner, you need that model, the mediator, the mentor, and the motivator. So definitely some people that you should have in your corner.
Man, that was awesome. We can think about that as the four M's. That's how I'm going to remember those. You know, that's a good way to recall who you need around you. And that does impact, you know, what you can do and how far you can go so much. And speaking of that, Mercedes, that is why we like having you come on, because even though we may not know you personally, all the listeners, we're getting to know you with these segments, and the information that you're giving is really lifting us up, bringing our energy level up. So we want to thank you once again for joining us on the show. And before we go, let everyone know how they can reach you and get in touch with you if they'd like to learn more or even to work with you personally.
Absolutely. I always love to continue our dialogue, and we can do that by following me, connecting with me at MercedesFuller.com. And any of my social media handles are Mercedes Fuller. So if you just search MercedesFuller, I'm sure you'll be able to find me. And you can always drop me a line in my email box at Mercedes@MercedesFuller.com.
Thanks again, Mercedes. We'll talk to you very soon, my friend.
Now it's time for the Entrepreneur Spotlight. Real professionals, real business owners, and entrepreneurs drop in and drop jewels on us. Looking to learn from others that have done it? Ready to get your business really rolling? Sit back and buckle up. Our experts are ready to inspire. Let's go.
So one of the things that I want to talk about is how important your network is if you are running any type of business or an entrepreneur or self-employed. It is essential. So what I want to talk about here is, you know, you've all heard the quote, your net worth is your network. And that I have found to be the most true statement of my life. Anytime I had a huge exponential leap in my career, it was because I somehow managed to connect with the right person. Connecting with the right people is the fastest way to make any of your goals and dreams happen, right? Because if the right person says yes, everything can become easier. So what are some of the ways that you can go about meeting and connecting with the right people? Well, one of the things that I like to do is you can host like your own blog or podcast, and you can reach out to some people that you really admire, and you can interview them. That's one of the most fantastic ways to pick someone's brain while providing them value, because you are able to then share their message with your audience. Number two is just connecting via email or direct message on any social media platform. I mean, most celebrities and influencers or just anyone, it's really on social media. A lot of them are engaging in building their own brands online and are happy to respond to people online if their inbox is not completely full. Another way to do this is go out to different networking events, different parties, different events, and put yourself out there. Don't just hand a business card and run. Get comfortable with forming deeper relationships with people. And I always tell this to people, don't just worry about the transactional value of meeting someone. Don't just worry about having their email address. Form a friendship first. If you can form a friendship, anything can happen after that.
Those are great tips, you know, especially the one about passing out the business card and running and being a little bit shy about maybe sending a direct message to someone. So what you're saying is, if we do reach out sometimes, you know, to somebody who has a larger audience, we might be surprised that they actually will respond to us?
That's absolutely true. I have had multiple conversations with people with millions and millions of followers. I myself have over a million followers, and when people message me, I do try very often. If there's like a legitimate message with appropriate content, I will always try and respond. So it's actually a lot easier than people think. Like, people put these influencers on a pedestal and think they're not reachable, but our job is to be reachable. That's why we're on social media.
Wow. Now that's good to know. I think that's something that is in a lot of people's minds. They feel a little bit inadequate and they're scared to reach out. So thanks for helping push us out of that, you know, comfort zone just a little bit. What's another tip you have for us?
Well, I guess to just practice, right? Because it can be very scary to reach out to people you don't know, and it can be extremely awkward, right? Not everyone is naturally an extrovert. I mean, this can be very difficult if you're not generally a people's person. So, look, social media makes it easier because if you direct message someone, if they don't respond, simple as that, move on to the next. No harm, no pain, right? If you have an awkward conversation, hey, it's online, it's okay. You know, it's okay to be out there, fumble a few times, and eventually you're going to find your groove with how to meet new people, and you're going to find that the world becomes so much more interesting when you're able to connect with people across the planet. And for me, that's exactly what's happened. Over the past 3 years that I've been on social media, I've just met people in almost every different continent, all different backgrounds, all different ages, all different mindsets. It's been really interesting for me to see how many people I can meet. Now, personally, I'm not a huge fan of networking events, right? Like, I just haven't been able to build genuine connections at networking events. However, I may not have gone to the right ones. There are definitely some really, really good ones out there. But no matter what, if you like in person, if you like online, there's just so many different avenues. There's even an app called Shaper now where you just kind of swipe right and left and meet different people, just like Tinder, but it's for networking. So, I mean, there's LinkedIn, right? The entire purpose of LinkedIn is networking. So go out there, find the different platforms, have meaningful connections, and above all, be real. Because people can sense a slimy snake who's just peddling things like a mile away.
Yeah, that's great advice too. You know, one question that I have is because this has happened with some friends of mine, and when you're around certain people and you're growing and your circle of friends is not, you know, what do you do then? Is that a time where you have to cut those people off in order to grow? What advice would you give there?
So this is going to be a little bit more of a complex question. I have friends that necessarily didn't grow in their professional careers. However, I connect with them so beautifully on a personal level that the value they provide to me is so much more than any kind of career connection, right? So those types of people I'm always going to keep around no matter what. There were some people who just, they seemed too simplistic after some time, and I just could not relate to them anymore. So once I started growing, I could no longer connect with them in an exciting and meaningful way. And every time I was around them, I just felt bored, not stimulated, and just felt like, you know what, this isn't for me anymore. And I slowly moved on. People understand that as you get older, you'll get busier, you'll distance yourself. Like, I try to be polite about it, you know, not super obvious, but sometimes in the case where people are extremely negative and toxic, you do have to be a little abrupt and upfront and just cut those people out. Negative people will screw with your success more than anything. They're going to try to convince you that your dreams aren't feasible, that you're ridiculous. They're going to try to, I guess, basically negatively influence you to believe that you can't make your dreams happen. And those types of people, there is no excuse to keep them in your life.
Sonia, thank you for that real concise advice that you're giving. Every week you come on, you give such great advice. Now, if we want to learn more from you, or maybe just how to grow our business, how can we get in touch with you?
Sure. So if anyone wants to learn more or connect, they can follow me at Sonia Kilji on Instagram or at Losers to Legends on Instagram or Facebook. So you can find me there. And don't be afraid to reach out, message me, and add me to your network. I mean, I am more than happy to connect with as many people as possible and help them in any way that I can.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman interview segment where we talk to a business owner from one of the hottest brands out there. And this week we have on somebody, we're talking about something that we haven't really addressed lately on The Life of a Gentleman, and that's probably your favorite beverage and mine, and we're talking coffee today. But not just ordinary coffee. We have a special guest, and this guy knows everything about it, and he has an amazing product that you're going to want to try. Let's welcome to the show Krishna from Bean Genius. How's it going today?
Hi, Richard. I'm well, man. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we are glad we could connect with you and have you on the show. And You know, I mentioned coffee. Probably everybody's ears perked up, pun intended. And let us know what Bean Genius is. What is this and what's it all about?
So coffee, we all drink it. I know a lot of entrepreneurs and hustlers, it's like rocket fuel, right? I mean, you're drinking it like gasoline and maybe don't care as much about the quality or what you're drinking. And I think I actually became an accidental appreciator of coffee. So, you know, we've all got our regular coffee we make at home. There is a entire universe of coffee called specialty coffee. You know, and if you think of it at like, you know, good wine or good whiskey even, where it grows, you know, like the quality of the soil, the air, humidity, you know, all of influences the flavor in the beans, you know, and why they call it terroir, the quality of the earth and the soil. So the same applies to coffee, you know, and they're depending on where it grows and all of those other factors, the flavor and the quality of the coffee, it varies greatly. So there's actually a Specialty Coffee Association of America. You know, technically they say they have a scoring system, 1 to 100. Anything that scores above an 80 is technically considered specialty coffee. That ends up really being only about the top 2 to 3% of coffees worldwide. So, you know, we think of all your specialty coffee cafes, they're really serving specialty coffees. You know, those of your listeners that are unfamiliar with specialty coffee, it's one of those things, until you've had an amazing cup of coffee, you can't really appreciate the difference. I was actually that way. I mean, I used to drink a ton of coffee just to get through the day. And then a friend of mine was like, you really should just have a proper cup of coffee. And then amazing ever since, you get spoiled. You know, and I had the same experience with a scotch. I mean, I used to drink Jack Daniels like, you know, like it was water, but then you just have this amazing, you know, I had some 18-year scotch. And I was like, whoa, I didn't know could this, you know, I didn't know it was the same thing. But mm-hmm. It's amazing how that changes. So Bean Genius was long intro to get your question. Bean Genius is a specialty coffee subscription service. We send you specialty coffee every month. And the amazing thing is we're sort of like Pandora for coffee in that we can actually learn a customer's taste preferences. You're like, so how do I start picking what coffee, right? So
exactly.
We can skip all that and actually figure that out for you. You need to know whether you liked a coffee or not. We can start to figure out what sort of like flavor notes, you know, that you're picking up on. Maybe you like hints of raspberry and blueberry instead of something, you know, more on the like tobacco darker side. So, you know, we have this algorithm that takes a bunch of data that we feed it, and we can actually start to learn your taste preferences and then send you coffee that you're gonna like.
All right, that sounds awesome. So once you learn these preferences and you guys start nailing those down, where does the coffee come from? Is it different roasters that you work with to provide the coffee to the customer?
Exactly right. So there are actually over 3,000 specialty coffee roasters in the country. And, you know, a lot of them are small, like mom and pop shops. They don't really understand e-commerce marketing. So there might be their expertise is in roasting coffee, right? And not necessarily marketing. And their coffee could be fantastic, and you have no way of finding them. That was one of the big things about Bean Genius. We wanted to be able to give them an avenue to get exposure, you know, sort of win-win for the roaster and the consumer. So we work with all of these roasters. They submit to Bean Genius. And while I mentioned earlier, the threshold for specialty coffee is score 80. You actually have to score an 85 to get into the subscription. So we kind of feel like, you know, those first 2-3 months of your subscription, you're getting amazing coffee every month, no matter what, you know, but there's a little bit of learning curve while we dial in the algorithm. But we work with all of these roasters that are submitting, so you actually get a different roaster every month. And it's, you know, it's literally ends up being like the top 1% of all coffees. So it's kind of, it's a premium product, not a premium price. It's like a small price to pay to get a, you know, a super high quality product. And, you know, coffee is like one of those things. You're drinking it every day, you're drinking it all day, why not make it the best experience possible?
Yeah, I think we're all familiar with, you know, people who are kind of like wine snobs or whiskey snobs. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I appreciate your example about the Jack Daniels. This is the same thing, just with coffee, which makes total sense. Why not treat yourself to the best? Why just drink the ordinary is the way I look at it.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, and even when you bust out an expensive bottle of scotch, you are dropping, you know, hundreds of dollars. This is, you know, $22 at the most. You know, it's a really simple way to treat yourself.
Yeah, I can see that. And like you said, it's something that most of us are going to consume anyway. I'm just curious, how much coffee do you get each month? Can you choose, or is it standard?
Yeah, it's pretty standard. Roasters generally sell 12-ounce bags, so 3/4 of a pound. It's kind of a standard grocery store shelf, you know, bag. The bags you're used to seeing are all 12 ounces. We get you 12 ounces per delivery on the subscription, and you can dial in how often you want to get a delivery.
Okay, nice. So if you want it more frequently, you can do that then.
Correct. Yeah, you're better off getting more frequent instead of getting a lot of it at one time, because freshness is one of the super important factors of having an amazing cup of coffee. And so the way we work with our roasters, which is another great thing about the subscription, we actually get the coffee landed to your door in about 4 days after roasting, which ends up being the perfect time, because if you, this is going to get kind of coffee geeky, but you don't want to drink the coffee straight away, because it's got to like release some gases, call it gassing. So 3 to 4 days is probably actually the ideal time to have a cup. And so we get it to your door right in that time period. And it's so good for about, at peak freshness, it's good for about 10 to 14 days.
Okay, nice. So now we know the sweet spot. Thanks for educating us on that. Compare that to if you go to the grocery store and you pick it off the shelf, it would seem logically like that coffee there has a chance to have been sitting for a while, because it has to be transported and then it's on the grocery store shelf for a while. So how does that compare to yours in the length of time?
The answer is as obvious as it seems. It is, you know, there's, if you check the dates, it's probably been there 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, maybe even longer. Just logically, if you think about it, it's not going to taste even close.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, man, that's got to sit there till it sells. And if you're the one who grabbed that package that's been sitting there for 6 weeks, enjoy, right?
Yeah, that's really, it's one of those things. I mean, it's, you know, you probably don't think about it, but, you know, I urge your listeners to even at least go into like a local coffee shop that's doing proper specialty coffee and get a pour over made with fresh beans, freshly ground, good water. You'll be like, this is the same beverage that I've been consuming out of, you know, the drip pot that's been sitting around. Just for the experiment, so it's worth it.
Yeah. No, I definitely can see that. Hey, now, where did you get your passion for coffee? Because yeah, we can tell that you're passionate about it, you're very educated about it. Is this your background, or is this just something that you really loved and decided to start a business?
Yeah, so it's, you know, this is kind of the entrepreneurial story. I was just drinking coffee, you know, just to get through the day for the caffeine, not really paying attention to it, not even thinking about it. Keep going back to Scotch. I don't drink wine, but I do appreciate, I had an appreciation for, you know, I understood what a quality Scotch was compared to, you know, like a daily driver sort of thing. And when the business started, I knew the coffee market was gigantic in the United States. And I had sort of tangentially heard of specialty coffee. You know, I knew that there were these specialty coffee brands that were getting, you know, we're based in Los Angeles. It's coffee, it's specialty coffee culture here. It's just overrun with hipsters paying, you know, $6 for a cup of coffee. I knew about that, you know, that demographic, but I didn't really understand what specialty coffee was. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I just had a cup of the coffee and that was it. I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand why this is different. From a business perspective, the coffee consumption in the United States is $60 billion annually. From a revenue perspective, specialty coffee makes up half of that. 50%, even though specialty coffee consumption is only at about 20% and growing annually. So it's a premium price, but it's a gigantic market. So I was like, this is a great space to be in. It's perishable, right? So it goes bad, so people need to keep ordering it. It's consumable, so you burn through it and you need more. So subscription made complete sense.
Yeah, it really does. And this is very basic, but it's cool. You know,
and you know, I don't know how much you want to get on the entrepreneurial side of it. That really helped get our first customer base, where we didn't have the budget to spend on marketing. Like Instagram was just becoming a thing. You know, it's really getting traction. And you started checking out people's Instagram feeds, right? It was like, here's me ziplining in Hawaii. Here's my kid's first steps. And here's my morning cup of coffee at Starbucks, right? Like people are so passionate about their coffee. It really became an easy conversation. So we just jumped on social and started having these conversations with people about coffee, which they're happy to do, that really was our initial customer acquisition channel, which made it a lot easier to get going as a new startup.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. That is a cool way to do it, smart way to get going. And now that you guys are rolling, let us know exactly how this subscription works. If we jump on the website, which is beangenius.com, how do we get signed up and what are our options?
Yeah, well, thanks. The way it works is we first need to get a baseline of your palate preferences, right? Like your flavor preferences. And we do that in two ways. So we have our online palate profiler test, which is just 16 flavor notes. You just pick at least four that you think you like. And then your first delivery is the flavor flight. So you get, actually, that first delivery, you get three coffees, a total of 12 ounces, so 3 4-ounce bags. The bags are not labeled. They're blind tastings. And all three coffees are all single origin. They're all award-winning coffees, but very different in their flavor profiles. And we do that because, you know, you might mark that you love chocolate and blueberries cognitively, right? But what your mouth associates with that with might be totally different. So we do the like real world tasting to sort of balance that out and mitigate from that. And it's amazing what we find. We have people, you know, we get feedback of, I thought I only liked Ethiopian coffees, which tend to be very fruity and bright. And it turned out, you know, she was preferring like Sumatran and darker coffees. So we use the data from that initial palate profiler and your flavor flight data. So every time you get a delivery, you go online on your account, you just rate each coffee. You know, it's as simple as scale 1 to 5. And that's it. It gives our algorithm, you know, more and more data to make smarter decisions. We have free subscription plans as far as commitment wise. It's monthly, 6 month, and annually. Cancel anytime. And it's really as simple as that. It takes 5 minutes.
Man, that sounds painless. Sounds fun, actually. And if we want to learn more, of course, we can go on the website, beangenius.com. But how about your social media so we can connect with you on there? And,
yeah, absolutely. We're BeanGenius on Twitter, BeanGenius on Instagram, BeanGenius Co. on Facebook. If anybody has any questions, coffee or entrepreneurship, they can hit me up, Krishna, KRISHNA on Twitter, Mr. Krishna on Instagram.
All right, Krishna, we really appreciate you coming on. And everybody, jump on BeanGenius.com. It's time to get rid of the store brand coffee, the coffee you've been drinking. Let's step it up and get some of this award-winning specialty coffee into our lives. That sounds great. We thank you for your time, though. Seriously, coming on.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having us. You know, Richard, why don't we do like a discount code for your listeners?
Oh, awesome.
How about, let's do code GENT10, GENT10, and we'll offer your listeners 10% off everything, including gifts, subscriptions, and even single bags of coffee in the marketplace.
Krishna, we seriously appreciate that. That is an awesome gift. So guys, use that code GENT10 for 10% off everything on Bean Genius. And let's stay in touch. We'd love to circle back and touch base with you in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having us. It's been great.
Well, everyone, that's going to do it for this edition of The Life of a Gentleman. Want to send a special thank you to those that were involved and part of the show today. Special thank you, of course, to Krishna from Bean Genius. Really loved having him on, hearing the story and all about the different types of coffee that they have. Really some great flavors, great selection. I had a chance to try it and highly recommend it. And Krishna is a great guy. Very busy man. Thank you for coming on. Also, special shout out to Mercedes Fuller. He's been on in the past. We're happy to have him back on, helping us with our development, how we need to, you know, invest in ourselves, whether that be time or money, hiring a coach, or just doing some digging into the books or internet, learning about how we can bring the best out of ourselves. Thank you. And always a pleasure to speak with Sonia Kilji. She's an inspiration to me, somebody who is really doing big things with entrepreneurship. She juggles so much and still finds time to give back and interact with everybody on social media. So if you want to network with somebody, Sonia is a great resource and somebody who definitely will get back with you and answer your questions. Likewise with myself, if you have any questions, please feel free to get in touch on Instagram at The Life of a Gent. Also connect with us on our show page at Gentleman's Podcast. And last but not least, we want to say thank you to our producer, DeAndre Marie. does an awesome job for us, making the vibe just perfect, making us sound great, and keeping us on track every week. So guys, if you enjoyed this, please do us a favor, rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. And if you would, tell a friend about the show. That'll help us really get this information out to other people who need to be inspired, who love hearing and talking about fashion, business, and lifestyle. And guys, as always, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.